How to connect AirPods to MacBook, Always 2020, do you have a problem? This guide will help you to connect Apple devices you returned from the Apple Store with brand new AirPods, and now you have a question, how to connect AirPods to MacBook. This guide unique for you. So you have AirPods, you have a MacBook, now you're ready for them to work together, but you aren't sure how to set them up. The good news is that AirPods have a pretty intuitive connection process, but you'll still need to know where to go and what buttons to press. Yes, AirPods are made to be paired with a waiting iPhone, however, there are times when you want to watch movies or music videos on a more prominent display, and you'll want to connect your AirPods to your MacBook. Apple seems to expect you to use AirPods and AirPods Pro with your iPhone, but you can connect them to your MacBook Pro instead, and Apple does help. Walking around wearing AirPods connected to your iPhone is indeed excellent. You get great music, and you can use Siri to do a little work like adding tasks to your reminders list. But if few of us walk around using a MacBook Pro, many of us take them everywhere, and connecting AirPods to them would be a boon. Have no fear, as this guide will get you set up in no time. How to connect AirPods to MacBook Pro and MacBook Air. If your MacBook OS logged into the same Apple ID as your iPhone, then the AirPods will show up in the speaker menu. In an ideal world, you can click on the speaker icon in your MacBook menu bar, and choose the AirPods from the list of devices shown. When it doesn't work, perhaps you're using a different Apple ID on your MacBook. Whatever the reason, if you can't see your AirPods listed on the Mac after hearing with your iPhone, set up a new Bluetooth connection to them. You start this process in one of two ways: either click on the Bluetooth icon in your MacBook menu bar and choosing Open Bluetooth Preferences, or going to System Preferences and choosing Bluetooth. There's no particular advantage to one way or the other, but you may be using a menu bar manager like Bartender 3. That app doesn't remove any menu bar items, but it does arrange them so that lesser used ones are out of your way. You could still use Bartender 3 to the Bluetooth icon, but it might be simpler to go the System Preferences route. Either way, you now need to work through the following steps. Here's how to connect your AirPods to your MacBook Pro. Turn Bluetooth on. Open the lid of the AirPods case. Put both AirPods in the case. Keep the top open and press and hold the reset button. Wait until the charging status light flashes white. On your MacBook, choose AirPods from the list of devices. Click Connect. Note that when you switch back to your iPhone, you may have to go through the pairing process again. Also, note that Bluetooth is simply not a very robust technology, and there are times when switching back and forth between devices will fail. How to fix an AirPod that won't play audio. Make sure Bluetooth is turned on. Put your AirPods back in the charging case and double-check their charge, from the iPhone home screen swipe from left to right. If battery levels look okay, try putting them back in your ears. Make sure your AirPods are selected for audio output. If sound still plays from your Mac speakers, check either the Bluetooth or volume drop-down menu in the menu bar and make sure your AirPods are selected as the output. Now you can listen to music from your phone or your Mac without changing headphones, and that's how the world is meant to work. If one AirPod still isn't playing sound, it may be useful to see if it's clogged slash dirty. If that doesn't fix it, you can try resetting your AirPods. How to reset AirPods? Head to Settings Bluetooth on your iPhone while they're connected. Tap the I next to your AirPods. Choose to forget this device, then tap it again to confirm. Put both AirPods in your charging case and shut the lid. Wait 30 seconds before opening it. Press and hold the setup button on the back of the charging case until the status light is flashing white. Reconnect your AirPods by bringing them close to your iPhone or iPad. Follow the prompts. See if they're working normally again. How to clean your dirty AirPods and charging case. Grab a cotton swab, flosser pick, and microfiber cloth. Remove some of this excess cotton from an end for a more precise, yet still soft tool. Try your best to clean your AirPods and charging case without using any liquids. Use the flosser pick to break up and remove tough-to-reach spots. A couple of other great options as mentioned by 9to5 Mac readers below include using blue tack or using a toothpick slash paper clip wrapped with a tissue if you need a more elegant tool. B. Be careful. Apple's only direction on the matter is to clean your AirPods with charging case regularly with a soft, lint-free cloth. Don't get moisture in any openings, and don't use aerosol sprays, solvents or abrasives. While a microfiber cloth is handy for the exterior of the AirPods and the main body of the charging case, a Q-tip, cotton swab, works well to clean out the speaker grills if you must. Cautiously try a little bit of screen cleaner, or distilled water on a microfiber cloth or cotton swab to remove any tough debris. If you end up debris or build up down toward the charging contacts in your charging case, you could try a manual air blower before giving canned air a try. It's best to refrain sticking anything down toward the charging contacts to avoid damage. Head to your local Apple store or AASP if you find yourself in a tough situation.